This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we got a bunch of ticket texts, phone calls. This week, Heather was ambushed by a dog.
I mean, I was almost taken out by the dog. And I was terrified.
And this dog, it wasn't like a one-off. This dog is regularly at the office.
Oh, yeah, it is. And it's a good dog from what I have seen of this dog.
But we don't work at a doggy daycare.
We don't.
And I don't think people should bring their pets into the office every single day. For a one-off, fine. And John, you talked about, hey, kids stop by the office. Great. Kids are great.
But kids aren't going to bark at Heather.
They could knock me down, though. Teddy, maybe.
I say Teddy's a big boy.
I don't know. Teddy might bark.
And then knock me down.
But we've had people bring up, it's not just workplaces. This one says grocery stores or restaurants for their pets.
Yeah, I get that. I have taken our dogs to a restaurant. You can't take them inside. Like outdoor seating.
You're saying like patio or...
Especially when we're on vacation up north, if we have the dogs with us, because we're doing a lot of hiking or walking around, we don't have a vehicle to put them in for the period we're eating. But they're well-behaved. Like they lay down under the table hoping to get some scraps, and then you don't even know they're there.
But this office dog, no leash, just running around the office, owner's not with them or her. Get to the phones, read more ticket texts. Patrick in Washington Township, you're on 97.1.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, my gosh. What a great subject this is. This drives me nuts. And by the way, so I find it interesting that Heather doesn't want to confront this person.
I don't.
But yeah, I have to believe, though, doesn't your station play your... Are you live in the office right now? Can they not hear you talking about this?
I think it's another live show that's going on, so they happen to be on air and don't hear us directly.
Unless he takes a bathroom
question
break.
Their decisions. Yes. Hey, stay on the road.
Okay.
Yeah, he can't hear us right now.
So this is ridiculous. I'm leaving Home Depot right now, and dogs everywhere in Home Depot. Yeah. Every time I go in there. Dogs in people's laps when they're driving their vehicle, dogs in restaurants. It's ridiculous. And I wonder, these places, Home Depots and such, how are they allowing this? I mean, especially a corporate place like that. Boy, one lawsuit, and you know that's going to be changed. But I'm just surprised that they would even allow it with that fear of a lawsuit. But it's ridiculous. Dogs don't want to be there. I don't want to see dogs in a store. I saw a dog make a mess in aisle 4 last week.
Clean up on aisle 4.
It's insane. These people are just so bizarre and have no concept of other people. It's just ridiculous. So I'm so glad to hear somebody talking about this, because it drives me nuts for such a long time.
The dogs.
Enjoy the show, but thank you.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, the dogs in laps while people are driving. Is there not a law against that? Because if you can't have your cell phone in your hand, how could you have your dog in your lap.
I feel like if you got pulled over and you had the police officer saw it, it'd be like distracted driving.
I think it's that probably be a subjective situation, you know, to a degree. I mean, if they're up like sitting on their legs and got their paws around the wheel too.
They got their head out the window.
Yeah. Well, and without driver, that, I know, but
the driver's trying to maneuver, you know, get hands on the wheel
that's
around
not safe.
No. So I got to tell you, I was a little ignorant coming into this conversation about the grocery store thing.
Oh, I see it. I see it. They're normally little dogs. They're not big dogs, unless they're a service dog. I've seen that, which is obviously
I haven't seen that before. The restaurant, we took our dog to the restaurant, the one that allows it before, and you don't let the dog get away from you. Instead of it roaming around. See, that's the thing about the office is the dog roaming around. If you have to bring the dog to the office because of a situation a little bit in your life for a while, I can understand that. But, like, be responsible and respectful of other people's space. Jim, do you ride around with the cat in your lap?
I don't.
Do you have one of those backpacks with the little bubble window?
We did at one point.
Did you really?
We did at one point,
Of course you did, because you have a catio. I knew it. What about a leash?
No, we don't.
No leash for your cat?
No, we don't want him to be an outdoor cat. The compromise is the catio.
Yeah. The dogs where food is served or where at the grocery store, to me, I don't want it because I mean, at home, when you have a dog that sheds, there's nothing I hate more than picking off a dog hair off of an apple because it gets everywhere. Mm-hmm. As much as you clean, as much as you vacuum, you dust, you change the air filters, dog hair gets everywhere. And I just don't think they should be where you're eating food or buying food.
Yeah, Ticket Texter says, I work at a local golf store, so not a food place. A couple days ago, a customer came in with a Great Dane that I could have put a saddle on, and it was walking up to people, sniffing them. He was on a leash, about 4 feet of slack, but doesn't take into account people who have severe allergies to dogs and cats. I've got a problem with people who do that. Ticket Sector says, good luck complaining. Dog people will shout you down and cancel you out if you don't let them bring their dog everywhere. Let it jump on you, get you dirty, crap in your yard, and bark all night.
Yeah.
That's signed Mike on the ticket text.
I think it's more the people that think you should love their dog as much as they do. Like, okay, my dog is cute. My dog is fun. Look at that. They just want to lick your head, you know, your hand. They want to sniff you. No, thank you.
This one says, good morning. Dogs should not be at the workplace, should not be at the grocery store or any other store other than a pet store. Have a great weekend. Short and succinct.
Yep.
Back to the phones. Jason in Sterling Heights. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Just to kind of piggyback off the gentleman that was at Home Depot and kind of what he was asking, what are the companies doing or what can they do? And unfortunately, they can't do anything. I run a grocery store, and all I can do is tell them that only service animals are allowed and then ask them what type of service the animal's doing. They can tell me it's a service dog when it's really not. I can't ask for any paperwork. So it's really the law that really needs to change, that places can ask what the, you know, or ask for documentation on if it's actual a service dog. A emotional support animal is not recognized as a service dog, although a lot of people nowadays think that they're entitled to that and it is a service dog when it really is not.
Can you post a sign that says no dogs or animals allowed other than service animals, and is that enforceable?
We do post it, but the only way to enforce it is ask them if it is a service dog and what service it is doing. So if I'm a dog owner and I'm bringing my dog and I know that's the law that they can only ask that, I've already got my story. Yes, it's a service dog. It's, you know, helping, you know, it's a blind service dog, even though I'm not
blind.
Yeah,
that's different. It's, you know,
it's my mother's blind dog or whatever. Yesterday I had a lady come in. She had a little dog in her pocket. And said, only service dogs are allowed. She says, it's a service dog in training. What's the training to do? Sit in your pocket?
Right. Good point.
If you're walking it around, it's got the, you know, the leash and the vest on and all that stuff, I get it. But when it's in your pocket, it's not training to do anything.
No, I think it's people, you give them an inch, they take a mile. Like, clearly we understand, you give an inch, service dogs, dogs that are there to help the owner, totally understand. But the problem is when you open the door to all dogs, well, one person brings one dog, and then another person brings another dog, and now you got a kennel at the office, and they're barking at each other. And just don't let it get to that point. We're not there yet, but
no.
Come on.
No, not far off.
Not far off either. Adam in Sterling Heights. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going? So I used to work in an office that allowed dogs quite often. And yeah, we had that issue. It basically turned into a kennel, dogs barking at each other. And it really, honestly, just from my experience. Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, just making sure. yeah, just from my experience, I think it depends on the behavior of the dog. My brother has a service dog, not a service dog, but a ESA dog, emotional support animal. Questionable as to why he has it, but this dog is one of the most well-trained dogs. He did a really good job of training it, and we brought it to a restaurant where, yeah, and I know the last caller said should not go where, dogs shouldn't go where people eat. I get that, but Albert, little beagle, just sat there the whole time, didn't bark. I would not. I have a dog too. I wouldn't bring him to the office.
Right.
So it really all depends on the owner, how well your dog is trained. And
yeah, but I think the problem is if we leave it up to the owners, they're all going to think their dog is just the best boy, the goodest boy. He wouldn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that. But like I said, I wouldn't bring my dog to the office. My brother's dog, on the other hand, yeah, he's a good boy, but. My dog, he's a good boy. I taught him how to jump through hula hoops and stuff. He's very smart.
There you go.
Yeah, I taught him how to high five. He knows all the tricks, but would I bring him to the office? No, he's still too up in people's stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know. We have some pushback on the ticket text.
Sure.
This one says, this is your most Karen moment on a show full of Karen moments. Robert in U of M. Another one says, get the stick out of your butt. Dogs are great for the office. My wife is in the middle of tax season, super stressed out. Her coworker brought a dog in, and it's great for morale.
Well, we did say that I typically am in favor of having dogs in the office. Yep. And I think that I love dogs more than I like most people. However, they do need to be...
controlled.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I think that's the whole thing, is control.
Is how... what went down should not have happened, really, right? Like, I...
shouldn't be getting chased
a
down.
Dog. I was nervous. I thought maybe I was going to need to run too. Like, why is somebody running behind? Like, my heart started beating a little bit because I thought maybe I was in danger.
Mm-hmm. More thoughts next on this burning issue in the office. Dogs in the workplace and beyond. It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femenino. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femenino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We got the cookie jar coming up bottom of the hour, 9:35. Questions about Pi Day and St. Patrick's Day weekend and all kinds of good stuff.
Yes, yes. It's a classic. Classic questions.
We have phone calls, ticket texts, dogs at the office. Heather was ambushed by a dog this week.
I sure was.
Same guy's been bringing his dog damn near every day. And we go, okay, one off. Sure, your dog's friendly enough. But when you give an inch, people take a mile. Everybody thinks their dog is the nicest, friendliest dog who would never cause any harm. Well, even if that's true, dogs are still dogs. They're going to be barking. They're going to be jumping all over the place, sniffing you, leaving hair all over your clothes.
Yes.
And not everybody signed up for it. It's a place of work.
Pros and cons. I also think there are many reasons why somebody may have, and that's why I always, in everything we do, I try and think about the context. Why is this person having the dog? If it's just simply because they don't want the dog to be at home alone while they're working, I don't necessarily think that that's a great reason.
Now, you got something going on at home? And it's temporary, and you got to get the dog out.
Or you have a need for it.
Yeah, we've had people call up and say service dogs.
Yes.
That's a different conversation.
Do you remember when Stoney brought his dog? And it was up here on the table?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was one-off.
It was.
But it was also just very Stoney.
It was, and the dog's adorable. And I get very excited when there's a dog. Like, I'm the first one to rush out of here and be like, I got to pet this dog.
One? It was, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's why it was up there. Get out! Wait, how come it...
Texter says they allow dogs because they're man's best friend and not everyone is a Grinch. Ticket Texter says people defending dogs in the office are the real Karens, an entire generation of people with zero mental resiliency and main character syndrome. I love dogs, but I wouldn't inflict my dog on other people.
What's that main character syndrome? Is that where you're just the center of your own universe?
Yeah, you're the star. Yeah. Your dog, everyone's going to love your dog. It's going to be so great. No one could possibly have an issue with the dog because everything that you touch is
good,
gold.
Great.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get to Ed. You're next up. Ed in Clarkston, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
You're talking about service dogs versus emotional support dogs. My wife has one, and it's a real gray area because she's prone to seizures. And we have a service dog that will climb on her lap before she even realizes she's into an issue. And it calms her, gets her before she goes into seizures. You know, we've had a lot of issues with it. I heard one store owner call in and say that, he'll ask, is it a service dog? And what's the use for? Because hers is a mental issue. Through PTSD and seizures, her HIPAA law does not require her to disclose that information.
Okay.
And they can't ask for the paperwork because the diagnosis is on that paperwork.
Yep.
So, and what he is, he's a Pekingese poodle mix. He doesn't shed at all. We constantly have to have him groomed because I am allergic to pet dander. So, I mean, that's a real gray area for us that we run into a lot.
Ed, how amazing is it? And this is where dogs do amaze me, where they can sense something like that before it even happens.
It's crazy.
And I mean, I would imagine that you've seen this happen where your pup jumps up on your wife's lap. You don't even know what's coming, but the dog does.
Yes. And we actually have two. We're fostering another dog right now that was taken out of a neglectful, abusive home. And he does not. He's a poodle of some sort, so he also doesn't shed. But we don't take him in because he's not a service animal.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when she is out and around, she's got both dogs with her, you know, but she only takes her service dog in with her.
How much?
We run into a lot of problems.
How much has that dog changed your wife's life?
It's amazing. She was on all kinds of medications, and she's been 2 years now without any, and we've had the dog for 6 years. So it's really changed her life a lot.
What's the dog's name?
His name is Teddy Bear. Well, his real name is Theodore Berenstein, but
that's awesome.
Teddy Bear. And he is. He is an amazing animal. He was a rescue. I had a friend that used to train service dogs. We took him to him, said, what do we need to do? Because it was suggested by a doctor that she gets something, you know, a dog to help her out with this. And we found him at Oakland County Animal Shelter. And I'd love to give a shout-out to a lady named Monica. She's the director there. He was found wandering the streets of Pontiac for, we figure, about 6 months by how long his hair was.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first went in there to meet him, he was the meanest, ornery little thing in the cage. And she said, trust me, this will be a very useful dog, and he will be very grateful. And she was absolutely right. And 5 years later, we went back, and we have Charlie now, who is, like I said, a poodle mix. And he is in training to take over for Ted down the road.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Great. I'm glad you guys found some answers.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I can't even explain it, because he'll, you know, jumps up in her lap every night and curls up, but all of a sudden, sometimes he'll get up and he lays across her lap. And that's when we know that, you know, she's about to have an episode, and she is able to calm down and use the tools that she's been taught to avoid seizures. She hasn't had one in 4 years now.
Great.
So,
and it's that's awesome. I mean, I'm happy you guys have that, that dog that can help her out.
Yeah. That's why I say there's always some context involved.
Time for one more phone call?
Go for it.
I want to get to the news story.
Oh, okay.
The one that we've been teasing with for a couple days. I hope it's worth it.
Let's do it.
Well, I don't know how worth it it's going to be, but I'll start with this one. This one that I haven't gotten to at all. There's a flight, a really long flight, going from Chicago to India that was forced to turn around after passengers clogged 11 of the 12 toilets on board.
What were they serving?
Well, I'll get there. So it was an Air India flight. It was 5 hours into the journey, right? 5 hours in when they were notified that they were going to be turning around, not landing somewhere else, but literally turning back because of the toilet situation that was causing a lot of problems. In fact, crew says they were first notified about an hour and 45 minutes into the flight that a lot of the toilets were being clogged. And it's not with what you think.
Oh.
These passengers weren't served tacos before the trip or anything like that. They were being clogged with like plastic bags and rags and clothes and other items.
Doing?
They're flushing them down the toilets, and then they were getting all the items were getting stuck in the plumbing. I don't know. I don't know the why, but I know what happened. I mean, you have to interview the passengers.
I guess maybe if they didn't make it in time.
So,
yeah, but for 11 different toilets on the same flight to have that happen?
I know. So the plane's total journey was 10 hours back to its original start point. Oh.
How long would the flight have been if it had continued to India?
Oh, I'm sure a lot. This article doesn't say, but obviously it wouldn't make it. This was a better option, so I'm sure it would have been a long flight. So once they were back in Chicago, passengers were provided with hotel accommodations and an alternate flight and...
Ugh.
10 hours to nowhere. Yeah. Sounds like a nightmare. And nowhere to go to the bathroom. Yuck. Speaking of flights, an American Airlines plane, did you hear about this? Exploded after it took off, but thankfully it made a quick landing, saving everyone on board. Another plane story. So on Thursday afternoon, the plane took off from Colorado Springs, Colorado. It was headed to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, obviously in Texas, but it had to land in Denver due to some engine vibrations that was going on. And as it was like parking at the gate, the jet suddenly turned into like a fireball. Thankfully, there's video circulating online. You can check it out of people evacuating either on the wing or down a slide to get to safety. There was 172 passengers, 6 crew members on board. 12 people had to go to the hospital, all for minor injuries, it sounds like. Thank goodness. Obviously, everything is still under investigation. Just happened.
Jeez.
more to settle your mind if you're a nervous flyer. Yeah, sorry. This is kind of cool. If you're looking for a night out, but you can't find a sitter, there is a restaurant in Utica that's offering on-site childcare. So Host Utica is having what they call Parents Night Out, where on specific nights they offer childcare on their second floor while parents can enjoy a date night to themselves, or maybe it's just you want to have a meal in peace on their first floor. So the owner said, you know what, he started thinking of this concept and started Googling and researching and realizing, nobody really does this except for a couple restaurants he could find in like California. So he thought, let's give this a try, see what happens. And apparently it's been very successful. It's available Tuesday through Thursday night, $8 for an hour and a half for your child in the childcare.
Oh, wow.
And if you want to stay longer because you're having a great time, it's $3 extra for every half hour. So depending on how long you want to eat, up to age 12 can go to the childcare. Obviously, you can get them food if they need to eat dinner too. They say they'll be with a CPR certified childcare professional. Lots of activities for these kids to do. And he's saying now people are driving from all over to go to dinner because finding a sitter can be difficult, especially when you only want a sitter for maybe 2 hours, right? Like when you just want to go grab dinner, but you can't find a sitter.
Well, we talked about it with your babysitter stuff. People are spending $50 to $100 a night on a babysitter, and for half the price,
right,
you can still get your
and
night out.
This is smart.
Yeah.
They're right there. Like that, if there is an issue, if your child's crying, you can still go grab them, go see them, go
this
be there.
This is smart.
It sounds like it's a successful concept.
And affordable.
Yeah, for sure. Buffalo Wild Wings has created some special goggles to help college basketball fans watch as many March Madness games as possible. It's all a gimmick, but it's kind of cute. So they're called B-Dubs Vision Goggles. And they're goggles that have four arms coming off, the goggle lens that can rotate. There's mirrors attached to them, and they can like extend and bend, basically meaning you can be watching one screen while you can look in the other mirror and see the screens all over the restaurant, right? You can watch all the games at one time. They're available online, $9.99. It's something fun, right? Yeah. But they're also going to be doing some like buy one, get one deals during this time, and they've launched some new food. Two new sandwiches, the beer cheese steak and the chicken parm melt, and two new sauces, Buffalo Blue and Barbecue Ranch.
Oh, just Buffalo Blue. I'll take that one.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the cookie jar. We've got St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's Pie Day. That and more. It's 97.1.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.